The following shiur has been presented by Rav Chaim Weg, Rosh Kollel of the Scranton Community Kollel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Maseches Yuma has been graciously dedicated in memory of Avigail Meimarachel Aleh HaShalom, Bas Yibodel Ben Chaim L'Chaim, Rav Chaim Aaron, Ad Meya V'Esrim Shana. May the Torah studied through this volume be an everlasting zchus for her neshama.
Daf Pei Aleph. The Gemara on Daf Pei Aleph on the Beis brings the famous Braisa. The Toni Chia Bar Avdifti. The Inisim Es Nafshay Seichem B'Tisha L'Chaydish Ba'erev. One should fast starting the ninth day of Tishrei Ba'erev in the evening. The Pshutei Shal Mikra reads the Inisim Es Nafshay Seichem B'Tisha. That one fasts starting on the ninth. Fact the Gemara of Chitisha Misanim. Do we fast on the ninth? Haloi ba'aser misanim. We only fast on the tenth. Eloi malach. The pasuk comes to teach you. Kol oichel v'shoyse b'chi. Anybody who eats on the ninth day of Tishrei on erev Yom Kippur, ma'ila lo v'kosov kilu isane chi v'asiri. He gets schar as if he fasted on the ninth and the tenth. B'kitzer, the Gemara says that we learn from this pasuk that there is a mitzvah to eat on Erev Yom Kippur. There's a machlokes rishonim whether this is a true drasha and it's a mitzvah sasei midaraisa to eat on Erev Yom Kippur, or it's only a smachta that it's only a mitzvah midarabanan. In Simin Tov Kuf Ayin in Hilchis Tainis, the Mechaber discusses what's the halacha if somebody made a shvuah not to eat on Erev Yom Kippur, and a chafs and afgamina whether it is a issa d'oraisa to fast on Erev Yom Kippur or an issa d'rabbanan to fast on Erev Yom Kippur, how the shvuah is or is not chal. And the maskana is Mishnah Berurah brings in Tav Kuf Ayin Sif Yedalid the Ayin Magen Avram Shemechriya the Be'erev Yom Kippur ho iser l'sana yisboy hu midaraisa. That the Isser the fast is an Isser Midaraisa. The Mishnah Berurah also in Siman Tofresh Dalet in Hilchos Yom Kippur. The Mechaber says Mitzvah Lechol Be'erev Yom Kippurim Ula Harbeis Besuda. There's a mitzvah to eat on Erev Yom Kippur and to be Marbe Besuda. It seems to the Mechaber it's not just enough, at least Lechatchila, to go ahead and eat the minimum shear, but the mitzvah is to be Marbe Besuda. And the Ramo goes on to say, "Va'osur lis anayspoi afilu tainas chaloyim." And the Mishnah Berurah says that the kiblu chazal the adaraba mitzvah min ha'teira lechol be'erev Yom Kippur. Mishnah Berurah is machriya the mitzvah of eating on Erev Yom Kippur is a mitzvah deraisa. The reason why the Torah wrote it in a lashon of inui, rather than writing betisha b'chaydish teichlu, but rather it said the inisem betisha is because a mitzvah which comes through tsar, one gets more schar, lefum tsara agra. Therefore, a mitzvah of inoy, a mitzvah of fasting, will always get more schar than a mitzvah of eating. The Torah wants us to get schar as if we fasted, as if we did the mitzvah of the tsar. Therefore, the Torah uses a lashon of tsar. But Al Kolpon and the Mishnah Berurah holds that it is a mitzvah de oraisa to eat on Erev Yom Kippur. The Mishnah Berurah says a person should even be milimudei of Erev Yom Kippur in order to eat and drink. Again, mashma the lechatchila, the correct way to do this mitzvah is laharbeis besuda, not just to go ahead and to eat a small amount. However, the Mishnah Berurah does say that me'ikra adin, one is yoytze if one eats once. Even though our minig is that we have two sudas on Erev Yom Kippur, but if one eats once, one is yoytze this mitzvah. Nafka mina is that if a person had a chaloyim ra on Erev Yom Kippur night, and he wants to fast a part of the day, a tainus chaloyim, and only eat the sudas hamafsekes, so the Mishnah Berurah says, "Ikra din it's mutter," because one can be yet to this mitzvah by eating only once. We find in the Rishonim various timing for the mitzvah of eating on Erev Yom Kippur. Rabbeinu Yonah in Shahar V he brings three taimim for the mitzvah of eating on Erev Yom Kippur. The first, he says, is that we're going to learn later on in the perek that there are many mitzvahs, particularly mitzvahs loisaseh, which when a person was over those loisaseh and he did tshuva, so then the tshuva is not complete until he passes a Yom Kippur. If a person's over a loisaseh, which the Mashkiach Ramatzio Solomon Shlita points out, is really most of our averes. B'derech klal we're not batlatz mitzvah says, and b'derech klal we're not over zachin, which have a chiyuv karas. If a person is over mitzvah leis say, so tshuva is teila, and yom kippur is mechaper. And therefore, Rebbe Yehuda says that a person who's a yorei shemayim is going to be doeg la'avayna, he's going to worry about his avera, that until yom kippur comes, yisurim can come on him, he's not birotzain by the Rebbeinu Shleilam, Higarachmon al-Sam, he nifted before Yom Kippur, and therefore he's in a constant worry until Yom Kippur comes. When Yom Kippur finally comes, and now he's going to have his kapara, he's going to be back birotzain by the Rebbeinu Shleilam, so Memela, he throws a party, so to say. That Kihera Simchosa, he shows his tremendous simcha, Behigiaz man kaparosai, the Tieloi La'eda, this is a testimony, al dagosei la'ashmosei, how much he worried about his Avera, the Gainoisav la'Avainoisav. So the first reason is, the excitement that Yom Kippur is coming as a Mechaper. The second reason Rabban Yonah brings is, that all Yom Tovim are Fodder Asuda, that we're Oivir HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Yontif, Mitaych HaSimcha, Simcha Shal Mitzvah, the Simcha Shal Mitzvah of a Yontif is expressed in the Sudas Yontif. Yom Kippur, we can't make a Sudas Yontif on Yom Kippur, so therefore we express our Simcha Shal Mitzvah by making a Suda on Erev Yom Kippur. And the Ritva also brings this tab, Laharez Ki Kadosh Hayom LaDainenu, therefore we make a Suda. The third reason brought in Rabbeinu Yonah is that we should have kaiches to daven, to fast, to do the avodas hayom. The meila, we have to go ahead and eat in order to gain kaiches to do the avodas hayom properly. And again, the Mashkiach Ramatzio points out that not only is eating a mitzvah on Erev Yom Kippur, but even getting proper rest, making sure one sleeps Erev Yom Kippur, afternoon, Erev Yom Kippur night, make sure that one comes in well rested as Kech Sovayt Zayim, also would be considered to be a mitzvah. Now, Rashi also brings this last time, that the reason why we fast Erev Yom Kippur is to have Kechis for the Tainus. Now, the Achrenim point out that even though could be that to darshan time of the Krah, and to say that the mitzvah is for a certain reason, and therefore where that reason doesn't apply, maybe we're not supposed to be dash in time of the krah. Maybe this taka like plugma deraisa, this is the mitzvah. But l'chaira, we could say several nafkaminis between the timing, whether the tam is the first two time of Rabbeinu Yonah and the ritva, the hainu, in order to show the simcha of the kapara, and to have a sudas yontif of Yom Kippur, or it is in order to go ahead and to have kaychas for the fast. First nafkamin is, what happens if a person is a chayla? He's not fasting. So if you learn that it's to have kaychas to fast, so if he's not fasting, l'chayra there would be no time to eat on Erev Yom Kippur. However, if it is to show that ki kodesh hayem v'adinenu, l'haray simchosoy bevoy eiz kaparosoy, so that even someone who's not fasting should eat on Erev Yom Kippur. The second nafkamin is, what happens if a person is a shaita, let's say, and he gets better, or he eats, or when he ate his suda on Erev Yom Kippur morning, he did not realize that it was Erev Yom Kippur. Only after he ate, he found out that it's Erev Yom Kippur. So again, if it's to have keichas, l'maisa l'maisa, he's going to have keichas. If the reason is to show his simcha that Yom Kippur is coming, and to be the simcha shal mitzvah of the mitzvah of Ina Yom Kippur, so avada, if he doesn't realize that it's Erev Yom Kippur b'chal, so he was not yoyt to that inyan, and he would have to eat again. The third nafkamin is, what happens if you have a person who eating is a tzar for him? That the eating disturbs him. So the halacha is, l'moshel, by Sudas Shabbos HaYantif, where matzah you have to eat, even if it's a tzar you have to eat, because there it's a mitzvah sachila. It's not a mitzvah sachila per se. Rather, Sudas Shabbos and Yontif, the ikar mitzvah is einik, simcha. And therefore, someone who it's easier for him to fast, it's more pleasant for him to fast, he'll enjoy better fasting than eating, is not mechuyiv to eat on Shabbos and Yontif, because the mitzvah is given for einik and simcha, not for tzar. So you can clear what's with eating Erev and Kippur. If you learn, it's laharis yikadosh hayema adeinenu, to go ahead and show you simcha on the kaparas avainis, so you don't show simcha by being mitzdar yourself. But if it's to go ahead and to give kayach, so then one can argue and say that if l'maisa, the person gets the calories, he ingests the kayach, the calories, he gets the kayachas, so there could be a mitzvah even if it is a tzar. Unless you tell him he's going to be so uncomfortable with eating, he's got such a hangover, he's going to make a heart of him to fast. But if the pshat is, he doesn't have an appetite, it's hard for him to eat, but l'maisa, once he gets kayachas, so then if the time of the mitzvah is to give kayachas, the fast is going to give him kayachas. But if the time is to show simcha, it should not be different than as soon as Shabbos v'yontif, where if there's no simcha and einig, there is no mitzvah to eat. The fourth nafkamina is brought from the stechemet. The stechemet clears to say that do you have to eat healthy food or could you eat anything? The Minchas Chinuch says that l'chayra, one does not have to wash. There is no mitzvah to no ein chiyav lechol pas. And just as a mitzvah lechel, and it's yaitze b'chold over. So on that, the stechem and tainas, the l'chari should depend on the tam. Because if the tam is l'chari simchasai, so then as long as you eat something, so, especially if you eat some ice cream, so you're mara simchasai. But if you, the mitzvah is to give kaiches, you would have to eat healthy foods in order to go ahead and be mekayim the mitzvah. The emphasis is, as we pointed out, the lashon of mechaber is that laharbeis besuda, that for a mitzvah na muvchar, the mitzvah is laharbeis besuda, which again you could explain both ways. That, you know, if it's showing a simcha, generally speaking, we eat every day of the year. The mitzvah is to eat more, to make a party, to throw a party, laharbeis besuda, because that really shows the simcha shal mitzvah, not just eating a kezayis or a kesevis of food. How, and befrat, if you learn that it's in order to give kayach, so then again, one has to eat properly. One has to fill themselves up, get correct amount of calories, that they should have the kayach to go ahead and to fast on Erev Kippur. But to go ahead and eat something which is maybe simcha but not healthy, to fill up on ice cream, l'chayach could be a nafkamina between the taimim. But again, as we said earlier, that's only going to be if you hold that the maisa mitzvah is totally on the taimim. B'derech klal, we don't darshan time of the krah, and therefore l'chayev, if it's a mitzvah, it should be chayev in all circumstances. How much must a person eat? So the Minchas Chinuch says that one has to eat a kesevis hagasa, which is the shear to be mevatel inoy on Yom Kippur. Since the Torah says ta'anu, and the mitzvah over here is not to be ta'anu, so even if you hold that from regular Suda Shabbos and Yontif, because I is enough, but over here where the mitzvah is to not be misaneh, so the oichel means as opposed to misaneh, so one would have to eat dafka a kesevis hagasa in order to be mekayin the mitzvah of eating on Erev Yom Kippur, and as we said before, l'chatchilo, the mitzvah is to be marbe besuda. The achrayim clear whether women are mechuyev in the mitzvah of achilas Yom Kippur or not. Do we say that the mitzvah of achilas Yom Kippur is a mitzvah zasei shazman groma, and since it's a mitzvah zasei shazman groma, so memeila noshem apater? Or do we say that the same way that when a mitzvah sasei shazman grom is linked to a loy sasei, either l'moshel, the mitzvah sasei of Shabbos, which has the sasei and loy sasei together, or, for example, the Torah links the mitzvah achilas matzah to the isser chametz, so therefore noshim become chayiv, so maybe the mitzvah of achila on Erev Yom Kippur is linked to the loy sasei of Isser Achila on Yom Kippur, and therefore the same way Noshim are included in the Laisa, say they should be included in that say? Or do we say that we do not link mitzvahs by ourselves, and since we do not find any linkage b'feirish in the Torah, so therefore it would blive a mitzvah say shehazman groma? And the Achreidim talk about this. The Minchas Chinuch wants the Taina that the Gemara says in Masechta Sukkah that Tosfos Yom HaKippurim, to go ahead and to stop eating early or to stop doing the malacha early before the Zman, Tosfos Yom HaKippurim, the Gemara brings a pasuk to say that Noshim are chayiv in Tosfos Yom HaKippurim. HaEzrach is the rabbis HaNoshim that they're chayiv in Tosfos Yom HaKippurim. Tanya Minchas Chinuch, what do you need a pasuk l'rabbis HaNoshim in Tosfos Yom HaKippurim? L'chayra Tosfos Yom HaKippurim is an assay. It should be linked to the lois assay of fasting on Yom Kippur. So if the assay and the lois assay are linked, we already learned that when the assay and the lois assay are linked, so then whoever's chayiv in the lois assay, including Noshim, is chayiv in the assay. So what do you need? Ha'ezrach l'rabbis HaNoshim in Tosfos Yom HaKippurim. Is the chmuchach zok the Minchas Chinuch that we don't do linkages by ourselves? That the only time it's linked is either when it's the exact same for ula, like fasting on Yom Kippur, which is in asay and alayis asay, doing malacha on Shabbos, which is in asay and alayis asay, or the Torah behind you links them. But just because they're generally related, so it's not a linkage, and since it's not a linkage, so mimela the noshim should be potter if you hold that achila on Erev Yom Kippur is min ha-Torah, tayin et minchas chinuch, that since loy motzinu b'shum mokayim, that noshim are potter from achila on Erev Yom Kippur, we don't find in the Rambam, we don't find in Shulchan Aruch, and the Rambam and Shulchan Aruch should have brought it, because it could be negated to a shvuah, to Isser Chalal Isser, to other nafgiminis lahalacha. Therefore, the Minchas Chinuch wants to buy that since we don't find any place that potter is matched for the chayiv, it must be that the mitzvah of eating on Erev Yom Kippur is only a mitzvah derabbanan, and Chazal were beferish mechayiv noshim in this mitzvah because the tafkid is to give kayach, and since noshim are mechayiv to eat, to fast on Yom Kippur, they'll be mechuyev to eat an Erev Yom Kippur in order to give kayach, and therefore the Minchas Chinuch buys from this kasha that the achila on Erev Yom Kippur has to be a derabbanan, since from the steam it's mashma noshim achayev, in the deraisa dika level, it would have been a mitzvah shas mangroma, it must be that it is a takonas chazal, and Chazal were misakin on Noshim also, that the Noshim also should have kaiches to go ahead and to fast on Yom Kippur. The Magia the Minchas Chinuch brings from the Sefer Lamudei Hashem that really we could taina that Noshim are chayiv in this mitzvah, and the Noshim are chayiv in this mitzvah, and the mitzvah of eating on Erev Yom Kippur is a de'oraisa. The tain is like this. What's the Minchas Chinuch Raya? Minchas Chinuch Raya is in Tosfos Yom HaKippurim. Tosfos Yom HaKippurim is samuch to Yom Kippur, but l'maisa it's unrelated per se to the achila on Yom Kippur. Ma she'enkein, the mitzvah of eating on Erev Yom Kippur, like Rashi, the pshat is that the whole mitzvah is in order to go ahead and to give you kaiches to eat on Yom Kippur. Therefore, the fact that the Torah gave the mitzvah in order that you should have kaiches to go ahead and to fast on Yom Kippur, and that's why the Torah was mapping it in the Lashon of Inui, besides the Mishnah Berurah's time to make it a mitzvah of tzar. We said earlier, do we darsh the time of the Krah? Don't we darsh the time of the Krah? Over here, where the Torah said it in the Lashon of Inui, the Torah ke'ilu put the time into the mitzvah. That the Torah told us that it has to do with the Inui. That the mitzvah of eating has to do with the Inui. And therefore, the Torah told us the time of the mitzvah has to do with the Inui. And because that's the time of the mitzvah, so first of all, we negate all the nafkaminas that we said earlier. But l'maisa, there's now a direct linkage between the mitzvah of fasting and the mitzvah of eating. Therefore, Tayyat the Sefer Lamudei Hashem, that really we can hold, like we hold the halacha, that the mitzvah of eating Erev Yom Kippur is a deraisa. We can learn that Noshim are chayif. It's not a bit sage because my grammar because it's linked to the mitzvah of fasting on Yom Kippur. I, Taisus Yom Kippurim, which is not considered to be linked, because you're right, they both have to do with Yom Kippur, they both come at the same time of the year. But it's not, it was not given the Taisus in order to mechazik the etzem fasting. Masha'ek, where this whole entire mitzvah is giving for the tafkid, for the tachlis of making the tainus easier, like Rashi and Rabbi Yehuda says in the third pshat, so therefore it's direct linkage, whoever's chayiv and fasting is chayiv and eating on Erev Yom Kippur. And in Mela, if you tell me that Torah gave the time of the Krah, so there's welcome to go ahead and to discuss those 4.5 minutes before. That to say Sol is not Misana is Potter. To say someone who ate without realizing that Erev Kippur is not Mechuyev to go ahead and eat again. Someone who the eating is a tsar would still be Mechuyev to eat because he needs the nutrition. And one would have to eat healthy foods in order to be Mekayim this mitzvah, like this Dechemed said before.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.